Greetings and welcome to the podcast. I'm Pete Lorimer, former hit record producer and now owner of LA's most creative boutique real estate firm, PLG Estates. On the podcast, you will always find business and real estate strategies, marketing techniques, and tips for the entrepreneur. So make sure you slam that subscribe button. This week's podcast is all about how to take risk in business without fear. Fear is one of the most toxic obstacles that we have to face when going into business. It can erode our confidence. It can erode our business plan. Frankly, it can erode everything we are. Essentially, what I have discovered over the years is that fear is for the most part an illusion. It can be a palpable and uncomfortable emotion. And in this podcast, I'm going to go over some of the best tips and strategies that I have deployed over the years to help me combat my foe. So without further ado, let's jump into this week's episode of the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. Today, I want to cover quite a lot of ground. Now, I have purposely made this a very broad topic, right? So there's a million ways to kind of slice and dice this. So nothing to lose is the title, but what exactly does that mean? Okay, because it's very vague and it's very kind of clickbaity and it gets you kind of tuning in. But I want to break it down, and I'm going to use a few phrases that I've used before, if you will forgive me, because kind of one of the, this may sound very surprising. I feel like a part of this is therapy, of me kind of spilling my guts, but hopefully it helps someone because, you know, over the years I have mentioned some very kind of personal things, about my life and me being able to build businesses and, you know, to try and be successful. One of the things that I have suffered from, maybe this is partly because I'm British, no offense against my British friends, but we tend to be very tough on ourselves. And I have suffered over the years with underestimating ability. Yeah. So I've always thought to myself, even with a case in point of, actually, I have to say this at the top of the thing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for watching Stay Here. Those of you who have watched it, we are trending on Netflix and we've been trending for a few days and it's like, cool, blimey, missus, we're actually doing this. So I want to thank you. I've got some new friends out there on Instagram. I've got some, you know, my old mates as well. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in because it really, really means the world that we're, you know, we're making a dent. So, and hopefully we're helping some people along the way. Anyway, I was going to title it something different, but the kind of the genesis is all that thought when we are trying to maybe you're working at a company, at a company and you want to kind of branch out on your own. Now, I'm not just talking to real estate people here. I'm talking to butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, whatever line of work you are in. And if you have some entrepreneurial spirit, you are... This is something that has been in me for since I was yay big. And that is this feeling of, you know, there's no way I'm ever going to succeed at that. So I might as well not bother, you know, or number two, which is massively detrimental, you know, I'm just not going to have a crack at that because everybody will think I'm stupid. The second one is the most toxic of all. And the third one is this. No, I'll never be as good as my brother, or I'll never be as good as my father, or my sister, or my grandma, or my daughter, whatever the hell it is, right? And we're just kind of, the whole point is, nothing to lose, I'm going to come back to, but the whole point is, I would think 90% of entrepreneurial dreams are, we talk ourselves out of in the first 10 minutes. Imagine if that thought system didn't exist. The world would be full of all these wonderful things because, you know, the entrepreneurs that are out there and the business people, men and women that are successful really probably only represent probably less than 1% of people that actually went for it. And I don't think anybody in business, well, not anybody, but I think most people who are successful in business have the following trait, which is relentlessness. They just don't stop. And then they also have the trait of they don't want it. They know it won't happen overnight. They're prepared to put the time in and put the work in. And number three is this. They don't listen to that inner voice that says, you're a failure. You're too old. You're too young. You're too fat. You're too thin. You're too inexperienced. You've got too much experience. All of those voices that just torch our dreams. And so nothing to lose is this. Most people who are watching this, you are watching from the comfort of a nice office or an armchair or somewhere where you have a roof over your head, most likely. I would think most of you have had breakfast. Most of you live in the United States. So guess what, team? You already won, right? You've already won, meaning it's almost as Americans, and I say that with a very broad English accent, even because I am an American citizen now, very proud to be, but also very proud to be British. We've already gamed the system because we live in the United States. So it is our duty almost to the rest of the world. Much of the world is struggling and will never have the liberal existence that we have here. And so I feel, look, the worst that can happen is I have to go get a job doing something else. The worst that can happen is, you know, I might lose some money. The worst that can happen is, you know, I'm going to fail at something. And you know what? I kind of welcome failure. I welcome failing fast. Okay. That's a hashtag right there. I welcome failing fast because then I get to figure out what doesn't work and I can begin to concentrate on what does work. This is business 101. What generally happens is people kind of forget that they've got nothing to lose, right? And everything to gain. And they kind of play in the middle. Now, I'm going to kind of give you my opinion on playing in the middle. I don't really think there is a playing in the middle. You're either moving towards your goal or you're moving away from your goal. And there isn't a middle. There isn't a playing it safe. You're either going forwards or backwards. There's no in between. So every breath I take draws me closer to my goal or pushes me further away. And ultimately, the choice is mine. Which is another beautiful thing because we live in America and I can make all these choices and nobody's going to kick my door in, hopefully, and, you know, persecute me for my religious beliefs or that I'm a woman or, you know, other facets. So nothing to lose means if you get, now, I'm not suggesting that if you are in Boise and you work as a school teacher that you sell your house and deploy all your money into solar balloons because you don't know anything about solar balloons, most likely. But what I'm saying is educated risk, and I'm going to give you the Pete Laurie McKee phrase to success in business, is which is this. When I formulate a plan, when I come to a decision, I only ever get 65% the way there. The other 35% comes from faith and comes from sure, screw it, let's do it, to use a phrase that Richard Branson does. But I never get 100% certainty on anything I have ever done. And ladies and gentlemen, I will say this to you. I'm fessing up to you right now. Every decision I ever make, I still have those voices in the back of my head that go, no, it's never going to work. It's a terrible idea. It's a failure. Nobody will like it. Nobody will like you. In fact, nobody does like you. And what I do is I battle through those feelings and I stop listening to them. I tuned them out. And I don't know if solar balloons are a thing, but maybe they should be. Maybe we should contact Meaty Boy. What's his name? The guy that does the electric cars. So nothing to lose is the most important thing. The only commodity of value we have in our life is time. That's it. The only commodity we have is time. Some of us are going to be here a long time, longer time. Some of us are going to be here a shorter time, but you can bet your ass that the only thing we come in with is how many breaths we're going to take. And when we have finished our life, all we do is breathe out. We don't take anything with us. We don't bring anything in. And you know what? The only thing you can lose by playing in the middle, or as I said earlier, not playing in the middle, is time. And time, ladies and gentlemen, is just such a precious thing. Why not take the risk? Why not take the risk? Now, I'm not saying be reckless. And if you're a 55-year-old steelworker, you become a professional skateboarder. Maybe you can. The odds of it are small. But maybe you sit down with your significant other or a pal or on your own or a spouse or a relative or no one. A mentor. Mentors are incredibly important. Maybe you sit down with someone to bounce ideas off them, right? What I have found is this. Every idea I've ever had, 9 out of 10 people will say, this kind of sucks. Kind of sucks, dude. No, it's never going to happen. I don't see it. I don't see it. And if you believe in your product enough, I'm going to finish this today with an awesome phrase that Martin Scorsese says when it about directors. Cause I love movies and films and all that stuff. We all do, right? And he said, unless you have a white hot burning desire to become a director, it's not going to happen. Now, we all have great ideas. But they're like little seeds that we need to put in the ground, and we need to water them and nurture them and love them and cherish them. And we need to take criticism on them, and we need to not internalize that criticism. We need to find mentors. Let's use the example of, I don't know, maybe let's just use the example of a bakery. Most people live in a city where there are successful bakeries, right? Maybe there's that great farm to table bakery in your neighborhood that you're like, shit, I want to do something just like that. So, well, this is what I would do, and this is what I did when I was getting into the real estate industry. I went into real estate offices, or if I was going to start a bakery, I would go into these other successful bakeries and I would ask to speak to people who owned the bakery and say, I love what you're doing. Why does it work? And you would be amazed when you ask people for advice. Maybe 5 out of 10, maybe 6 out of 10 will sit you down and spill their guts and then invite you back to come and see them whenever you want. This whole thought of what's mine is mine and I will never share my secrets, I think thankfully is fading into the past, because I'm a big believer in giving it all away, which is like why I like talking about all the real estate stuff. And now the short-term rental stuff, it's endless. It is endless, people. So please take this away. You have nothing to lose. The only thing you have to lose is time. I don't want any one of you turning back in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years going, you know, I wish I'd opened that organic cupcake shop. I wish that I'd started that kind of specialist gardening center. I wish that I had been a furniture maker or a whatever, because now more than ever, because of this beautiful thing, the internet, now more than ever, we have the opportunity to be successful. Your life is in your hands. Your business is in your hands. Don't let anybody tell you anything different to that, especially your own mind. I will look forward to seeing you all again. Again, thank you so much for watching. Stay here. Toodaloo. That's about it for the podcast this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back again next week with another topic and another great podcast. So don't forget to hit that button and subscribe. Until next time, take care, and I will see you later.